How'd you happen to meet Don?
Don Reno?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he had heard, you know, that Earl had quit, and he was going to be the next banjo player, you know, whether or not.
Yeah.
So, he got into Nashville, and we'd done gone. We left on Saturday night. And he followed us right on back into Taylorsville, North Carolina.
It's persistent, anyway.
And Earl was working his 2 weeks out, and he come right down through the audience and with his banjo, taking the banjo off, walked right out on the stage where we were.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's really great. And just...
Nobody didn't ask him to come out and nothing.
Did it tickle you at the time, or were you kind of mad?
No, it kind of like a surprise. It tickled us too. Well, Earl would take a break while Don would get up and follow him and take one same break.
Oh, no, that's a riot, Bill.
I tell that on Don now, but it kind of, you know, it kind of gets away from him, but that's really the truth.
Oh, that's really funny. That's really... How old was he then? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. He's a little older than Earl, or a little younger, I believe, ain't he?
I guess he's probably a little bit younger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Was he pretty young, though, when he came?
Yeah, yes.
He must have been, had that much nerve, I tell you. Only a young
kid. He wanted that job, though. He knew what it would mean to him.
Yeah. Yeah.